good players. How do you feel like you guys came together one way or the other, whatever, no matter what the result was?
Yeah, we, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, we still got a lot of growing to do. We're a young team, but it was good to, you know, it's, like I said, play somebody other than yourselves. It's good to see how far we've come and you know, just basic things like communication and we've been working on that a lot, defense, and you can see the steps going forward.
What was it like? Did you have Gibbs a lot? Or?
Yeah. We kind of it was mixed up quite a bit.
It's just kind of like the old Valley days, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Valley guys around here.
There's a potential that you could be a starter this year, and you've worked in that position before. How important is that for you as a senior to maybe get that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, that's what I try to, you know, go to practice, and that's my goal is to be in the starting lineup and play minutes. And whether I'm a senior or not, it's just it's what I've always wanted to do. Starting the season is be in that position to get out there and really affect the game right away.
Does it just feel nice to going into a season healthy?
Yeah, it does. You know, you have your everybody gets nicked up and stuff, but I feel good. I'm ready to go.
How's this team? You've been around it for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry-wise, you know, talent level, everything.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of this year, I feel really good about where we're at. You know, we obviously have strides. We got to take steps forward, but communication, we're far ahead of where we were last year, just on the court, and that just comes from staying after it every day in practice, communication on defense, and working together. We still gotta improve, but I mean it's a big deal, and you can tell it makes a difference.
As a guy that had to make more of that transition from a 2 to a 3, how difficult is the transition first of all to evolve into a 3 player, and how do you feel Aaron's been able to do it in terms of his ability to rotate between playing 3 and 4?
For coach's offense, for our offense, it's pretty good in allowing guys to switch around. I mean, Aaron's doing a great job on grooving into the 3 position and knowing where to be on the court and moving from setting screens to coming off screens. And for myself, I mean, the 2 position and 3 position are very similar in this offense. And you gotta know all the sets anyways, know all the positions. So it's the offense allows for that transition to be a lot smoother.
Have you found yourself doing a lot of coaching up, like when you are sitting on the bench mm-hmm. and you're just kind of observing things in practice? So you find yourself maybe going up to guys when there's a mistake being made? Or?
Yeah. First, you know, you let the coaches talk to them. But after that, you talk to guys, call them. Some new guys, calm them down if they may seem rattled, or even, you know, not even just new guys, everybody on the team, you just try and help out best I can.
The coach talked in his presser about a different dynamic this year without Matt there to, you know, really draw a lot of attention defensively. And I guess, what's the new dynamic and how do you guys make it work?
We're running even more than last year. That was our goal. We got guys and we're going to be getting a lot of guys in and out of the game. So that's going to allow us to press, get up and down, keep the ball moving, keep the pace at where we want it. And so it's not going to be as many, I think, just slow down and run sets. It's going to be a lot of up and down, a lot of guys affecting the game.